Welcome to the Visionary Fundraising Podcast. I'm David Oakes. Today, we're still talking about the visionary's number one tool and asset in his toolbox, storytelling. Today, we're talking about the rule of threes, snap, crackle, and pop. Snap, crackle, and pop, the rule of threes. For thousands of years, the number three has been imbued with a mystique, a power that has seen it placed at the center of rules governing effective communication within all aspects of culture. From rhetoric to religion, mastery of the rule of threes is the key to power, that according to the Rule of Three Agency. As a visionary storyteller, there is a rule that grew out of ancient storytelling tradition called the Rule of Three that you ought to be very familiar with. Over centuries of time, ancient storytellers learned that there was power in stories, characters, and events when told in groups of three. This rule of three holds that telling things in threes is more memorable, humorous, and effective. Think three blind mice, three little pigs, three billy goats gruff, Goldilocks and the three bears, the three musketeers, see no evil, hear no evil, and say no evil. Oh, don't forget the three stooges. The founders of the United States used this rule of three when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. They told us we had the right to the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. More contemporary uses of the rule of three include what to do when you're on fire. You tell me. You stop, drop, and roll. What do you do at a railroad track? Stop, look, and listen. You can even remember some famous breakfast cereal representatives. Snap, crackle, and pop. We find the rule of three in collections of words, phrases, sentences, and more. It's prominent in physics. You got the Newton's three laws of motion. It's in music. You have musical triads. In religion, you have the Holy Trinity. And in storytelling, I've already talked to you yesterday's show about normal explosion and new normal. Some of the most powerful people in history, like Barack Obama, Winston Churchill, they filled their speeches with this rule of three techniques to overcome being ignored and to be heard. Surely you've noticed how jokes even use the rule of three. An Englishman and an Irishman and a Scottishman walk into a bar. Oh my goodness. And what about Christmas stories? You have the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, the ghost of Christmas yet to come, or the three rules for determining how much a piece of real estate is worth. Remember the three rules? Location, location, location. As a visionary storyteller, knowing the rule of three, it'll help you to stop being ignored, to break through the noise of the information age, and cause your message to be heard. This is a communication trick that will give you an enormous advantage in grabbing potential supporters' attention. You'll use it in your storytelling. You'll use it on your website. You'll use it in your marketing, all your fundraising collateral. You will use the rule of three to turn heads, grab attention, and see your message heard. Always try to boil any listing of things down to three. And then once you know this rule, you'll see it everywhere. I'm telling you, use it to your advantage. That's my show for today. So don't forget, there's power in stories, characters, and facts when told in groups of three. And as a visionary storyteller, knowing the rule of three will help you stop being ignored, break through the noise of the information age, and get your message heard.